and then I'll.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'll load
Dimana.
up white so it can sink in, so it can see.
Yeah, very good. That's why you guys are doing so good today. I was surprised.
Thanks to you, don't
It's
worry.
for you, for our guru cool.
Okay.
Duolingo,
Duolingo.
yeah.
That
Yes.
was something I was seeing as I was riding to work, and it was like Duolingo.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's start from here.
Ya aku pernah mimpi hantu. I have dreamed of a ghost.
Ya aku pernah mimpi hantu.
Yeah, so when it comes to have you ever question would be pernah and then subject followed by pernah and then question.
Okay.
Like, so how do you say, have you ever been to America? Like,
So kamu pernah pergi ke Amerika?
betul, kamu pernah pergi ke Amerika gitu. Okay, and
So
then
the who we're asking it to is first, like you.
iya, betul gitu. Kamu pernah pergi ke Amerika. So, how do you say, have you ever tried this? Have you ever tried this?
Coba, coba. I
Very good. So,
have it here.
okay.
Coba lagi.
Coba
Kamu
lagi. Kamu pernah coba itu?
Betul. Kamu pernah coba itu? But if it's a question like this, have you eaten? How do you say that?
Kamu pernah makan?
Oh, kamu pernah makan? This is wrong. Why? Because there's no ever in the question. We go with already. So,
I don't know already.
Yes, we know already.
we know, yeah. Su or u? Sudah or udah.
Oh, udah, oh, Sunda. Okay.
Sudah, sudah.
So kamu udah makan.
Very good. Kamu
And I
udah
feel like
makan.
everyone always asks us this question. I feel like it's culturally the thing to ask, like, have you eaten?
Yeah, this is the way we
Like, how are
apa
you?
yeah, this is a small talk like this. Have you eaten? Let's say you go to your friend's house and then they would ask, kamu udah makan? If kalau belum, then they would provide you with food. Gitu.
What are you meant to say something back to this that's like, because everyone always asks me when I haven't, I feel bad. Like, I feel like I have to lie to them and tell them what I have, because they're always so shocked if I haven't eaten. Like, everyone like seems worried about me. Like, I'm like, I will eat, but just like I've been doing things.
Yeah, because like in Indonesia, we believe that we must eat 3 times in a day. Yeah? So especially older people, we believe that we should eat 3 times in a day. So that's why usually if you go to somebody's house during like a what is that, lunch or dinner time, they would also ask you to join dinner with them or lunch with them.
Because everyone gets so stressed when I tell them I don't eat breakfast. They like think I'm gonna die.
Then you can just like udah or nanti nanti.
Nanti, nanti, besok aku tidak makan hari ini.
Nanti ya gitu. So how do you say have you showered? So
Oh.
we have mandi to shower.
Kami udah mandi.
Kamu udah mandi? Oke, pas repeat.
Kamu udah mandi?
Kamu udah mandi. Mandi.
Betul.
Mandi.
Oke. Yeah. And then we have mimpi is dream. How do you say nightmare? Mimpi buruk.
Mimpi
Ugly
buruk.
dream. Yeah, so buruk itself means ugly, terrible. Let's say, oh, how was the meeting? Oh, terrible. Then you can say,
Buruk,
buruk.
buruk, rumpa.
Gitu. Buruk banget ya, misalkan. You can say that. So how do you say, did you ever have nightmare?
Okay.
Kamu pernah mimpi buruk?
Very good. Kamu pernah mimpi buruk?
Pernah mimpi buruk?
Oke, jawab, Jacob.
Kamu pernah pernah mimpi buruk?
Pernah? Have you ever?
Wait.
It's a question.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was repeating. Yes. Ya, aku punya banyak.
Banyak mimpi buruk ya.
Oh, so wait, sorry. So banyak. Sorry, I've go again.
Yeah, that also works. You have many, a lot of nightmare.
Yeah, I've had a lot.
Okay, banyak. That's good. Kalau kamu, Kak Medi, kamu pernah mimpi buruk?
Aku, how do you say I think?
Pikir.
Aku pikir.
Aku pikir, kalau mimpi hantu, adalah mimpi buruk.
Betul, betul. Aku setuju. So we have the word setuju, agree. Let's repeat. Setuju, setuju, setuju.
Setuju,
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 setuju.
setuju, setuju, setuju.
So how do you say disagree?
Tidak setuju.
Very good. Tidak setuju ya.
I like Tidak. I can put in front of 90% of things and
Can
make
you
it the
say
opposite.
that? True, because I would have said enggak.
Yeah, so enggak setuju also, betul, enggak
Yeah.
setuju ya.
Oh.
So, okay, bagus, bagus.
How do you say
Nah,
then? Like if something then.
okay, like give me example.
If I dream of a ghost, then it is a nightmare.
Berarti, I would say berarti, kalau aku mimpi hantu, berarti aku So, berarti berarti aku punya mimpi buruk. So, here we have the word berarti. Berarti has two meanings. It could be important or it means.
Ah, then would be it means wow.
Kalau kami
The
mimpi
term.
hantu,
Kalau
berarti aku punya mimpi baruk. Buruk. Buruk.
berarti itu
Berarti.
arti. Berarti, or another way, you can also say artinya. Arti itself means meaning.
Could you say like wait, what's meaning again?
Rampat, rampat.
Rampa, so like rampat itu berarti. So like this is
Bisa.
important.
Iya, betul. So, okay. Important would go with penting. Berarti would be like precious. Like valuable, like this is ini berarti bagiku. Like this is it, like valuable or like, yeah.
So like
So.
something that's more valuable would be like my ring.
Yeah, betul,
Like my
gitu.
watch is valuable or like it's important to me.
Yeah, betul. But the regular rapat or something like that, you can say penting instead. Okay, betul. And then let's talk a little bit about the word tadi and nanti. Remember what's that mean, tadi and nanti?
Tadi is before, nanti is later.
Okay, so how do you say, I met Anna this morning?
Aku met
I said something
Ketemu.
ketemu
Ketemu.
or
Bertemu. This one is formal.
aku ketemu Ana ini pagi.
So instead of ini pagi, when you're talking about the past and then it's still within 24 hours, you can use tadi.
Tadi pagi. Does it come
Betul.
first or after? Tadi or first?
Betul. Tadi pagi, right? And then what did you say earlier?
What did you say earlier? Okay. Apa kamu say? What is say?
Bilang.
Bilang. Apa kamu bilang tadi?
Very good. So here, the apa would go in the end instead. So kamu bilang apa tadi?
Wait, so it's you said what earlier?
Betul. Kamu bilang apa tadi? And then, okay, let's try this evening. This evening, I had yoga class. How do you say that, Kak Medi?
Aku punya yoga sekolah,
Kelas yoga.
kelas yoga tadi pagi. Sorry,
Oh,
tadi sore.
sore, very good. Aku punya kelas juga tadi sore. So, tadi is past indicator.
Ah.
If the verb done within 24 hour. And then we also have nanti followed by pagi, siang, or sore. Nanti itself means later, right? Pagi, siang, or sore. And then nanti means later in the blah, blah, blah. So how do you say, I will go to your house this later in the afternoon, for example?
Okay, aku pergi ke rumahmu pergi oh sorry nanti sore.
Very good. Nanti sore. That's it.
So you don't have to put will.
Okay. Yeah. This one is missing will. How do you say miss? How do you say will?
I don't know.
Bak?
Akan.
Akan or?
Bu.
Bakal.
Bakal. Do you need to say it?
Yes, you
No.
need it to.
Sorry.
But, however,
Yeah, I have to say it, damn it.
no. But like you know, however, if you already put nanti sore, it already indicates that it's gonna be done in the future. So even if you don't need, if you don't say akan or bakal, that's totally fine. Like you know, it's not like you know, there's nobody will care.
They will understand, but they will think you're an idiot.
No, not really. Yeah, enggak juga ya. So, how do you say I will call you later in the what is that? In the oh nanti sore. This one is afternoon, ya, siang.
Wait, so I thought sore was afternoon. I
Okay, sore is around 3, like 4 to 6.
Okay.
When the sun is like a little bit calmed down,
Yeah.
like not hot, you say sore gitu. So let's try this one, Kak Medi. I will call you later in the evening.
Aku bakal telepon kamu nanti sore.
Okay, aku bakal telepon kamu nanti sore. Betul. Gitu. Okay, bagus. Any questions?
So what time does my alarm start then? Six.
Malam, I would say malam is when you can't see the sun anymore. We call it malam. So,
Okay.
betul. But somehow, let's say, yeah, when you don't see the sun anymore, we call it malam.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Kak Medi, tadi makan apa?
I don't see the screen anymore.
Okay, hold on. Let me share the screen. Okay, here, let's go with
You
this
can hear the
one.
words. You don't need the screen.
Was it
You're
fast?
not in You're not
So,
learning.
Kak Medi tadi makan apa?
Aku makan nasi goreng dan durian.
Hari ini.
Today.
Nanti sore.
Oh, nanti sore tadi baru aja, just now. Kamu makan apa?
What did you just say? Aku how did you say just eat though? Wait, I'm confused.
Very good. So we have the word just here, yeah. Okay, hold
What's
on.
the
So
question?
in English, just has two meanings, right? In English, just could be like time indicator. You can say barusan.
Baru san.
time indicator or adverb of time. Yeah.
Basura.
But remember, we learned about just also means cuma, right?
Oh, just yeah, cuma.
Yeah, cuma or hanya.
Like just once.
Oh, yes, betul. So just one, please, for example.
Cuma satu.
Yeah, cuma satu, tolong.
Tolong.
Okay, and then barusan, for example, I just got home. So here, just could be baru or barusan. It's coming from this, baru saja. Some people say baru aja, some people say baru, some people say barusan. So there are one, two, three, four ways to say just when it comes to adverb of time, yeah.
We just say baru.
Baru, very good. So usually young people love using this one, baru and barusan.
Okay, we are
Okay.
very young,
We're
so
with
we're
the
baru.
people. We need to be with the people. We need what the people speak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So since you guys are young, you can say barusan. So how do you say? You just say,
Kami
yeah.
belajar baru.
Baru, yeah. So, and then the way you want to see that, the way you want to say that, you put just like this. Baru followed by verb. So this one also, baru followed by verb. So,
Back up, baru makan.
yes, very good.
Just eat at lunch.
Baru makan. So how do you say we just ate lunch? Betul.
Wait. So, can we say baru makanan?
Baru makan.
Kami
Kami baru
makan.
makan. Betul. Why not makanan? Because
All
makanan
this is eating.
makanan is noun, food. Makan
Kami
to
baru
eat.
makan makanan.
Betul. Okay. And then how do you say I just arrived at work at the office? I just arrived, for example. I just arrived a few minutes ago. Yeah.
I forget how is it to say arrive because it's not pergi.
Datang.
Oh,
Sampai.
aku baru datang a few minutes ago. Oh, few, what's few like about? There's that
We
word,
have
not sellers. Oh,
beberapa, and then lalu ago.
berapa menit lalu?
Beberapa menit lalu. Let's repeat one more time. Aku baru sampai beberapa menit lalu.
Aku
Aku baru
baru
sampai
sampai
beberapa menit lalu.
aku.
Okay, now let's try making each one of you making sentence with baru as just time indicator.
Okay.
Whatever you want to say.
Okay. Aku baru pergi ke toilet.
Okay, bisa. Okay, Kak Medi.
Aku baru sampai ke rumah.
Di rumah. Oh, bisa sampai di rumah. Usually we say di after sampai. Oh.
Di rumahku, to my house.
Very good. Okay, one more. Jacob.
Okay. Dia datang sampai
Okay.
baru now, like just now. I don't know what now
Okay.
is. Dia
Now,
datang sampai
just
baru.
now you say baru, yeah. So this one is just now, basically.
Yeah. Oh, so baru, that's it. So like she arrived just now.
Yeah, but remember, baru, you have to put it in front of the verb. So where is the verb here? So this one is wrong. How do you fix this?
So dia baru datang sampai.
Dia baru datang.
Datang.
Remember, datang and sampai could be interchangeable, but we have specific words, sampai to arrive, datang to come.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Iku baru coba telepon kami, kamu.
Betul, aku baru coba telepon kamu. Okay, and then now we have the word just as in cuma or hanya. Another way to say this is aja. Aja coming from the word saja, right? What's the difference? Saja is more formal. So if you want to use cuma here, you put cuma first and then verb. But if you want to use aja, you put verb first and then aja.
But it's in this case, just is like only, it's not timely, right?
Yeah, betul. So for example, I just have one phone.
It's not baru, then it's cuma.
Betul. I just have one phone. How do you say that?
Aku cuma punya satu telepon.
Iya, satu telepon. If you want to use aja, how do you do it, Jacob? Try.
Aku punya satu telepon aja.
Very good. Betul.
So
Telepon
like I
aja.
have one telephone only.
Betul. So you can use cuma or aja. Both have the same meaning in this
But
context.
can I use baru when instead of any of the like instead of it always or not?
No, you cannot. In this
It's
case, you
only
can.
time.
Yeah. Why? Because this just doesn't indicate the time, but this is indicating that, oh, I just have one phone.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like a just can be replaced by only, right?
Yes, but in this case, just functioning as similar like only. But one is not only, this one is just no adverb of time.
Yeah, that makes sense for me.
So how do you say, oh, I just asked?
Oh.
I just ask.
Aku cuma
To ask, tanya.
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 Jawab. So I just ask, you know, like chill, let's say, for example.
I just asked, aku cuma tanya.
Yeah, so how do you make it with aja, Kak Il, Kak Medi?
Aku tanya aja, I tanya aja.
Iya, aku tanya aja. Gitu.
Aku
Oke,
tanya
let's repeat.
apa?
Aku tanya aja. Gitu. We use this very often, yeah, just like this. It's a bit confusing. Some people still get confused between when to use baru and when to use cuma or aja. Sometimes they got mixed up, but this is the difference. Okay. And then ada pertanyaan? Any other questions with just and this?
So Tanya. Yep, that's all good for me for now.
Yeah.
Okay. So today we're going to talk about telling time. Yeah. So here we have pukul. Let's repeat pukul.
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 Pukul means a clock. Pukul has two meanings. Pukul could be to hit or time.
Aku pukul Jacob.
Yeah, betul.
Aku pukul Jacob kalau dia enggak.
Right, aku pukul lah. So you hit, I hit Jacob.
Kalau dia nggak apa?
What's kalau?
Nggak kerja.
Nggak kerja. Kalau
At
misalnya
work.
if.
If he doesn't work.
Iya, kalau.
That's brutal.
Brutal banget ya. Oke.
Kenapa?
Kenapa tuh?
Like it's the bad dream. What is that?
Brutal.
What is brutal? The bad dream.
Mimpi. Mana nih?
Kamu butuh
Buruk, buruk.
buruk.
Gitu. So here pukul, but pukul also is a very formal way to indicate time, a clock.
So it's
But
pukul Jacob kalau dia enggak kerja at 9 o'clock.
Sembilan.
Sembilan pukul.
Pukul 9.
Pukul sembilan.
But how do I say that? You don't say it?
We don't say what?
At.
At, okay. It's pukul. Gitu.
At that time.
And betul. So let's go to here. So pukul is a clock or time. And then we have jam. Jam hour. However, in casual, when you talk to your Gojek driver, you don't say pukul berapa, but instead we say jam berapa.
Jam. So wait, jam what?
What time is it? You can say jam berapa
Jam
sekarang.
berapa sekarang?
Yeah. So sekarang now, what time is it now? Gitu.
Or maybe laundry thing.
Yeah, betul.
Yeah.
So say what time is it ready? So ready, siap.
So, jam berapa siap?
Iya, jam berapa siap? Or siapnya?
Siapnya.
Iya. And
Siapnya.
then we have menit.
I like this one.
Detik.
I like it when they don't.
Similar.
When they similar. Detik.
Detik ya. Detik second. Detik, detik. And then half. When it comes to half, you want to go with setengah.
Setengah.
And then quarter, seperempat.
Seperempat. Wait,
Iya.
seperempat.
Seperempat. So it's coming from this. Seperempat. Satu per empat. Because it's one fourth.
Yeah.
Like this.
So it's like aku what was to arrive?
Datang.
Datang, tiba.
Aku datang aku datang baru
And then
1 jam lebih.
1 jam lebih. What do you want to say?
I just arrived 1 hour ago.
Okay, I just arrived 1 hour ago. 1 hour ago.
Baru.
Then you say, aku, remember you put baru first.
Ah, aku
Baru.
baru datang 1 jam.
1 jam. Okay, we have ago, lalu. So, 1 jam lalu. In a very formal way, you want to put yang lalu.
Yang. I'm so confused about the yang thing, but let's forget about that for now when we come back.
Okay, let me tell you something. So, yang has a lot of meaning. The one is yang. In English, you have to connect one sentence to another additional sentence, you have that, which, who.
Yeah.
Right? The book that I buy, or like, which is blah, blah, blah. That, which, who, all is yang in Bahasa Indonesia.
Okay.
So let's go back to here. And then we have kurang means less or minus. It is used for minutes to the next hour. And then we have lewat, pass, used for minutes past the hour. Lewat, you can also replace that with lebih.
So like 12 lewat 2 to 12 plus 2.
Okay, so the way you want to do that, like this. Okay, but before going to that, let's repeat after me. Kurang.
Kurang
Kurang.
lawat
Lebih.
What? Lebih.
Lebih
Yeah, so to ask about time, jam berapa?
jam
Jam
berapa?
berapa?
So, for example, this one, this is 7:15. So it's 7 and then we have 15 minutes. Would you rather use lewat or lebih? So lewat, lebih is past. And then kurang is less, right?
It's
In English, you want to go with the minute first and then the hour, right?
yeah.
But in Bahasa Indonesia, you go with the hour and the minute. So
So 7:15.
betul. So how do you say that?
It's like
15 jam lima jam 15. Wait,
no.
7:15.
You go with the hour first.
Oh. Jam 7. And then
15 lebih.
yeah, lebih 15.
Lebih 15.
Itu. So, ini jam berapa?
Ah. 12.
Jam 12.
And I can't remember what the 30 was, but lebih. And the 30 had a weird name for it.
30. Just do like
Oh,
this
thirty.
first.
I can do 30. Okay.
30.
You don't have to say that half past thing, that other.
Yeah, if you want to go with the past, usually since this one is 12:30, this is almost one, right? So you want to go with jam satu and then kurang setengah. Or you can also say jam setengah satu.
Jam setengah satu.
Setengah means.
Half and then satu is one, right? So it's like it's almost at one, but it's missing 30 minutes. So you want to go jam setengah satu.
Well, that's confusing.
It is confusing, yeah. Why is it jam setengah satu? Because let's go to the image. See, this is almost one, and then like this half, so setengah satu, it goes like this.
Yeah.
So if it's, let's
But
say,
can I not just say it's like always this? So say it's 1:30. So like jam satu, dua puluh satu, like 1:21. I can like just say the name, like jam satu, lebih, dua belas satu.
Okay, for example,
Dua puluh satu.
yeah. So here you can say like this: jam satu lebih dua puluh satu. So there are two ways to say the name of the time. You can either use lebih or kurang like this, or you can just name the number. So for example, 7:15, then you can just simply say 7:15.
Yeah, I feel like I would do that because it's easier.
Yeah.
Like,
But put that in mind, this Indonesians love saying this a lot of time,
oh,
like
really?
setengah.
Why?
Why? Because it's easier. Instead of saying 12:30, that's a lot. That's a lot of sentence, yeah.
You just have to remember one more word.
12:30, it's a lot. We say setengah satu. So
Yeah,
let's say
like
midday.
midday.
Yeah, betul. So what time is it if you want to use setengah?
In Italian, we have the same. Like it's 12:30, right?
Half 12.
So if you use setengah, what time is it?
It's 4:30.
So how do you use setengah here?
Jam sing
Setengah
lima.
enam.
Very good. Setengah lima.
It's
So
just
always
this
go
one.
with the next. What? So when you want to use setengah, you always want to go with the next hour, upcoming hour.
Half five.
Betul. So what time is it?
But it's so funny because if we said half five, it means 5:30.
Yeah, but this is Indonesia. Yeah, so
I know.
how do you say this?
Jam sebelas lima, setengah sebelas,
Sepuluh.
sepuluh,
sembilan, sembilan.
Sembilan.
Yeah. Sembilan, yeah, because after 8 is 9, so 9:30, setengah sembilan. It's almost 9, but it's missing 30 minutes, so that's why
Yeah.
setengah sembilan. One more before we wrap this up. Ini jam berapa?
Okay. 12 jam senten wait sentenga 12
Betul, jam setengah 12. So setengah
enggak
means,
wait setengah setengah
iya, setengah 12.
setengah
Okay. So
setengah.
how do you say, oh, you pay half, yeah?
Kamu, wait, what's pay?
Bah?
What? It has a Y in it, I think.
Bayar.
Bayar, kamu bayar sentenga.
Setengah, betul. Kamu bayar setengah. So, how do you say it's half price?
Okay, so. Itu setengah price harga.
Betul, itu setengah harga. It goes like this, setengah.
Itu
So,
my
betul.
brain
So,
I'm
yeah, betul. So, the easiest way, you just want to go numbers per number, 7, 15, 7, 15. However, you can also use lewat or kurang, like this, or you can use setengah.
But normally it's gonna be setangga.
Yeah, normally it's gonna be setengah. And then tomorrow we're going to talk about kurang ya. How do Indonesians use kurang in a jam ya, yeah, di waktu.
What time are we tomorrow? We are at 12:30.
Berapa? Iya,
Probably
betul.
we need to leave a bit earlier because I'm in training.
Any questions?
I think it's perfect. Thank you so much, Dwi.
Don't forget to do this ya. Ini belum dikerjakan ya.
Oh, we have to do the homeworks. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you have time. Okay.
The book.
Okay deh, kalau gitu sampai
Terima
ketemu besok ya.
kasih, Dwi.
Sama-sama.
Bye-bye.
Dadah.
Sampai jumpa.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.